your host, Simon Watson. Welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. Hey, Chad. So, you've had a very interesting 2021, man. Like, I thought you were recovered. You were good to go.
It's been an interesting 3 years, like 2019, heart attacks. Survived that, did some life changes, whatnot. Then 2020, fucking pandemic and all that fun stuff. Race riots, elections. And then freaking now, 2021, out of the blue, I have a fistula. And so I have to get surgery on my arm and all that fun jazz. But yeah, so I'm supposed to go on surgery for that. But on the good news, because everyone will start getting me panicked because I went to the ER May 2nd and then May 8th. And I finally got to see my doctor May 11th, who referred me to see a specialist. But that took 2 to 3 weeks because, you know, insurance in USA, you know, healthcare is so great. And then, I finally got that, and finally got to see a specialist on June 3rd, which also is the mark of my 7.5 year mark anniversary living in Los Angeles. But on the good side, it's just like, originally they were going to tell me, oh, I had to do 12 weeks of, like, healing and physical therapy, then dialysis, like 2 to 3 weeks of dialysis after that, and all this different stuff. So I'm like, that's like 4 months of, like, medical bullshit. So I was just like starting to freak out, get anxiety, insomnia, and all that stuff. But went and saw the specialist, and he was just looking at me like, why did they tell you this? It's just like, he was all like excited because, like, I have a fully developed fistula, and fistulas are basically made by doctors for dialysis patients. So basically, my body made one out of a trauma, which is, I guess, they did the angioplasty when I had my heart attacks. They went to my wrist to get to my veins to try to unblock all the arteries and put stents and everything. But I guess they punctured my artery wall and punctured a vein right next to the artery. They didn't even know. So basically, it caused a distal. And so I started laughing. So he's just like, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that long. He's just like, you're going to have a small little gnarly scar. But probably 3 to 6 weeks, you'll be better. You don't need dialysis. You don't need to do any physical therapy or anything. So you should be great. I'm like, yes, that means my whole year won't be wasted so I can try to find a new job and shit. So that's the big goal.
Hold on. You've been talking about finding a new job for about 3 years, I would argue.
No, not three. Like, not trying to find, like, a new job. I was trying to find a second job. But I'm at the point where I just want to find one new total job where it's just like, I'm kind of done working and making pizzas and shit. Like, literally, that's what they should call pizzas and shit. Or if you could afford it.
So, do you want to talk about your recent not getting a gig, or you're going to be upset with me for bringing that up?
No. It's weird because the whole Thistle thing, I actually had 2 gig offers, and I turned them down, thinking because I'm going to be gone for like 3 to 4 months. But they weren't, like, big paying gigs, so I was just like, it was no sweat off my back kind of thing. But then I got the script, and then one script was really, really good. I was just like, and I submitted it to that casting, like, it was in April I submitted. And I submitted this, like, in April, and they got back to me, like, end of May. Say, hey, can you send us a self-tape audition, da-da-da-da. Did that, and then I just haven't heard back from them. But it's like a thesis film. So I was just like, once again, it's a student film, no money involved, but I was just like, I liked the script. The script was really good. But it's all like, not to be sexist, it was all a women crew, which is nothing bad. I'm like glad diversity and stuff, but it was kind of a weird combination. You don't see that kind of script. Women want to do that kind of script. And it wasn't like over the top. It was like a indie rom-com type thing. That's what kind of reminded me of like a 90s indie film. And I was like, oh, okay, it seems pretty legit, something I would totally do. And the character's a pizza manager, it's a supporting role. So I was like, all right, you know, that's not going to be a big freaking stretch. Like, I used to be a pizza manager, so, like life imitating art imitating life. So I'm like, okay, sure, why not? And then, yeah, and then, like, they just, like, disappear off the face of the earth. I was just like, okay. Like, no updates on the project or anything. Because they were talking about, like, last time I talked to them, we were like, oh, we're going to start shooting June 25th. That's when they wanted to start shooting. So But I'm like, it's now June 4th. So I was just like, I haven't heard anything. So I'm like, all right, who knows? But I'm like, whatever. I just want to get my surgery over, get the healing process, and then start doing stuff. Because I'm working on other things right now where I've been like, my writing's been taking a really weird change. Because so I haven't been any interest in writing film and TV lately. And I've just been like writing a lot of like monologues, like just like one man show type things, which I'm going to try to do and turn into like either stand up, which would be weird because even though I really haven't admitted as much, it's like the last time I've done like stand up a lot was like maybe 5 years ago. I did a couple shows, it was in 2019 for like a few open mics that just were like shit. But that before that, I haven't done any live performances because I've been having like really bad anxiety on stage. That's the main reason why I haven't done stand up for a while, because I was getting like really bad panic attacks and stuff. So I was just like, this is not fun for me right now.
So you write every day though, still, do you not? Because I mean, you are posting on Facebook and you're so. What are you writing then besides a one man show? You can't be doing that every day for 3 hours.
Topic and I write for 3 hours like a monologue and on that subject or topic, and I just become like, I just write like pages and pages like of like, I have like pages of legal pads and stuff all lying on my floor right now from stuff that I wrote, because I was trying to write as much as I can before my surgery, because I thought I was gonna have no access to my hand for like a while, because that's like my writing hand. I could do things with both hands, but throwing and writing is usually my right hand is like my main dominant one. For everything else, I could do both hands. Well, and jerking off, that was the other thing I couldn't do. So three things I couldn't do with my right hand. So I was like, have you tried to masturbate with chopsticks? Yeah, let's try to keep it that way, right?
So have you ever tried masturbating with chopsticks? I can't personally say I have.
Are you saying my dick looks like sushi? Is that what you're saying, man?
I didn't say anything of the sort. I'm just pulling off what...
You call my penis an angry Pikachu. You think it looks like sushi? It's like Pika Pikachu. Only person who leaves mad is the chicks.
Wow. So is this your stand-up routine we're hearing now?
I don't know. It probably can be.
So... can we discuss, you keep talking about moving out of L.A., or can we talk about something I saw in the news?
Sure.
Since I know you, and I keep reading the L.A. news now, I want you to know, because it pops up on my Facebook feed for some odd reason, probably because Mr. Meisenheimer keeps telling me to read this. So they're showing me shots of L.A. with just tents on both sides of the street.
Oh, that's very true, yeah. A lot of that is really, really bad.
And so how does that work? Can you literally leave your house right now and set up a tent on a street?
Yeah, because in the state of California, they have really strict laws where the police can't hound homeless people on the sidewalk because it's considered public. If it's not private, they can't do anything about it. That's how messed up California is. It's just like they claim to help the homeless and like, oh, we want to use our money to help the homeless, but then they can't do anything about it. And same thing, it's just like, for example, I rent an apartment and we get evicted, but because we live here for a certain amount of years, they can't kick you out officially till 6 months because consider you claim a squatter right, so they can't do anything for 6 months. And they can't take away your heating and your power because it's a life situation that are causing a nuisance.
So you can get free room and board for 6 months?
Pretty much. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep, that's California. That's California for you.
Now, you've been talking a lot about moving. Again, I'm going back to this.
Yeah.
Have you made any decision on that, or is this just you more soliloquy?
Venting more, because I do think LA is a real big shithole. Like, there's no purpose living in LA. Like, LA, New York, Chicago, like, they're like metropolis areas where it's just like, I don't know, because like New York, it's not a big entertainment thing. Chicago's not a big entertainment thing. But LA is like a big fucking bubble. Everyone's in show business. Everything's about show business, materialism, capitalism, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, look at me. It's like saying you could throw a rock and hit like a hot person. It's just like, that's how LA is. Everyone's like, has this like fake glamorized thing. It's like a bubble. So if you leave LA, when you're outside of LA, it really, people are normal. Like, that's what I like about San Francisco and Sacramento. Every city has their pros and cons. But LA, it's just, it's so over the top. Where it's just like, when I was going to see my surgeon, I went to Burbank via the 134, and we were driving over to this overpass type thing, because everything, all the freeways connect, interconnection bullshit like that, because LA was apparently designed by like angry Mexicans. And so it's like everything's all messed up and everything. It's like a revenge on you whiteys. But yeah, so it's just like, I saw like all the studios and the valley, and I'm just like, oh, this reminded me why I moved to LA. It's not I like that vibe. And I saw all the studios, and like my surgeon was right next to Warner Brothers studio, so I was just like sitting there staring at Warner Brothers in the waiting room, like, oh, so close, you know, type thing. Eventually, like, that end all result, the big picture goals to direct something. Like, I would love to do something for Warner Brothers. Fuck Disney. But then again, you never know if I'm going to work for Disney or try for something. So, but yeah, I always want to try to do something for the studios. That's one of my goals.
Since you just brought up Disney, can we discuss that thing you were talking about on Facebook?
Yeah, so I've been looking at different options lately because I'm not into, like, directing anything, because like right now it's too hard to produce and direct anything. Fundraising is kind of stupid to do. The Disney's starting, they're going to open their directing program, which is like a 2-year program or something like that, where you work on our TV sets and stuff, and they pay you $900 a week, and you get to like get like mentors and all that different stuff. And so yeah, so basically, it's just like, it's a directing program, so you just could like kind of shadow directors and stuff, and maybe they'll hire you, get to know the whole executives, all those executives who work at Disney and stuff. So when they're hiring directors and stuff for TV shows, they know who you are. So that's, I was thinking, okay, because I've did this before, even before I moved to LA, I did that. I did like Warner Brothers directing program, Disney. I even tried to do the Directors Guild assistant directing program, apprentice thing. All these things, but I always get rejected after the second round because I'm just aging white male, where, you know, our society hates aging white males, apparently. So I'm like, they could suck a dick and die, but, you know, whatever, you know.
Let's pick up on that point. Do you find society, because you're white and I'm white, treats us differently now because of something we didn't do 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Well, for example, I grew up in a very like kind of like lower middle class diverse neighborhood, so I like a lot of my neighbors were like black and Mexican, so I kind of saw Samoan, so I saw a lot of this trials and tribulations they've gone through, because there is racism, but there's just assholes out there too. It's like, it's always, if someone's gonna be say something, there's always gonna be bullies and shit. But also, I'm part Native American Italian, so it's just like the Dago in me wants to like give like disease fleece, you know, blankets to my Native American side, you know, and the other ones. So I kind of sit there and I'm like, okay. I like, get what they're saying or anything, but I just sit there and I shake my head. I'm like, I'm more annoyed that people are stupid enough in the society to believe the corporations are the ones, because the corporations are the rich white people who are trying to separate the rich and the poor. It's not even a race thing. It's the rich and the poor. The rich are ran by, like, run all the corporations, and they're the ones who buy all the government and all that stuff. And everyone's like, oh, it's white people. Like, no. Yes, some of the rich people are white. But look at the Chinese government, too. Like, they hate black people. Like, then black people hate this, and Mexicans don't get along with black people. So I sit there and I'm like, so when they say it's all white versus all the other races, I start kind of chuckling to myself a little bit, because like Asians, like everyone gets mad, like, oh, can you bring this up? The whole stop Asian hate thing, you know, all those attackers were black, not one white person. That's what cracks me up. Well, there's a couple white people that were in the news, but all the videos and stuff you see, it's all black people. I'm like, I start laughing. And then Asian culture, they're always the ones stealing all the black people's culture. If you think about it, they're all the rap. Look at freaking Korea. Oh, my God. The stupid K-pop. Oh, my God. I can't stand that musical genre. And I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, no, I'm not letting that go. What is it about K-pop you don't like? It's just pop music.
I don't know. It's just like Koreans are scary looking, man. They always like, I don't know, there's something about them. Just like, and it's not even like, I don't know. It's just like, I knew a couple of Korean girls and they're freaking crazy, man. It's just like, they're psychos. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a cultural thing where for some reason, like, I've never seen, like, okay, every culture has the crazy, like, crazy people. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be their own, culture has their own Karens and Toms and Kents and Chads, whatever you want to call them. And, but, yeah, but just something about it, I'm just like, I don't know if it's just the oppression in North Korea or what. It's North Korea. Like, it's that culture. There's something about it. It's just, like, it's crazy. I just don't get it. It's like, ugh.
I don't even know what to say to this one. Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. Well, Chad, you got like 30 seconds left. I don't know what I'm supposed to do for this filler thing here. Are we just supposed to end it, or am I supposed to ramble for 27 seconds?
Thank you for our sponsors from the show, This Blonde Can't Talk, promoted by Kevin. Hey, Kevin, go fuck yourself!
Okay, Kevin, there you go. Chad has spoken. Goodbye, Chad.